This hour of the show. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting a notification here. Somebody just retweeted a like of a tweet that I retweeted after I liked it, after I first tweeted it. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by momentarily. Our guest this hour is extremely interesting. His name is Russell Friedman. He is co-author of the Grief Recovery Handbook. Russell is a specialist on helping people deal with losing a pet. And if you've never lost a pet, you won't understand. This will be a very interesting conversation for anyone to listen to. If you've lost a pet and understand, and if you never have, and if you don't understand, it is like losing a member of the family. Russell gets it. Christina and I have both lost pets before. We'll talk about it. Then Christina and I will eat on the air Lay's potato chips. They have all these different neat little flavors of their potato chips. You can sit down and have like an entire Thanksgiving dinner simply by biting a chip. Well, Christina had a great idea. Let's get some of these Lay's potato chips, bring them in, let's eat them, and let's rank them and figure out which ones we like. We will do that. We start things off this hour with the utter annoyance that is social media. Okay, it's one thing when you go on social media and you read things that annoy you. It is a whole different thing when the notifications from these social media companies are ridiculous and overwhelming. I kid it around with one in the T's. I get them all the time. Okay, I'm on Twitter, @EdKalenge. So is Christina, @ChristinaStaffo. So we are followed by people that we don't know. We have a show, we're in the public eye, so people follow us, and that's tremendous. We invite you to. But then Twitter feels the need when two of my followers decide that they are tweeting about a certain subject. Let's keep it recently relevant. Let's say Super Bowl, #SuperBowl or whatever it is. I have to be notified about that. If one of my followers, along with a second one of my followers, decides to follow a third person, I have to be told about that as well. Why? And it goes off on my phone just like an email. So I'm thinking someone is trying to get in touch with me about something important, and I see @JoeBlow and @JaneBlow just followed @MichelleBlow. Like, I care about this. Oh, I better follow that person too. Because if not, I'm not a part of the social media community anymore. And it's really, really annoying. That is why my suggestion, if you are going to run your social media through your phone, through your tablet, don't do it via the app. I know you can go in, oh, turn off these notifications. Then it gets kind of quirky sometimes. People have told me the app doesn't really work the right way. Simply go through it via the internet as a website. Sign into it once, and then you can click on the thing to keep you signed in. That way you don't have to get these annoying Twitter notifications that seem like important emails when they are nothing more than just complete abject drivel, because it is very annoying. Does Twitter really believe that people want to be kept that up to date by their followers, 95% of whom you don't know and will never personally meet in your life? They're just some profile picture and someone with 140 character pithy comments all the time. It's amazing how they think that you want to be this involved and you want to be this in touch. We have physical, human, emotional lives. For as much as those that run these social media sites think that we are nothing but these vapid beings, and our digital purpose is the only purpose that we now enjoy in our lives, no, you're wrong. You don't have to hound me all the time about information that I do not need. The idea of social media was to enhance my real life in a very small way, not for it to overtake that and create this imaginary digital life that it seems like we're all starting to trend towards. Notice how I threw the word trend in there. It's only social media, folks. It's not real. If you really, really want to get in touch with somebody, don't tweet them. Call them. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend!
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Peggy had a meeting in town and she found a great parking place right on the street. Every 30 minutes, she excused herself to feed the parking meter. But after a couple of hours, there was a parking citation on her car and there was still time left on the meter. What do you think the ticket was for? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
30-minute meters are intended to keep traffic flowing. By feeding the meter, Peggy was causing unnecessary congestion. Even though time was still on the meter, the ticket was for exceeding the 30-minute time limit. The violation is called overtime, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an F. D. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration. And 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.